I can bring home the bacon, fry it up in a pan, and never let you forget who I am, 'cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again, 'cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio and the Mompreneur Model Show. I'm Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week breaking those myths that mompreneurs just dabble in business in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're smart, savvy businesswomen finding that balance and building the bridges between raising our family and building our businesses, which, let's face it, is our other child. And when we talk about balance, we don't mean equality, because you're not going to have equal time between the two, you know, but it's just, it's finding that way to make them both work in your life and not having to give up you. And I love that my social media journey, you know, I laugh all the time every time I hear somebody say, oh, I spend too much time on Facebook and Twitter, you know, it's just a waste of time. I have to tell you, you're not doing it right. Because the conversations and the relationships and connections that you can create, you wouldn't be listening to Word of Mom Radio if it were not for Twitter and Facebook and Google Plus and all of the amazing women that I have met on this social media journey. And today is a perfect example of this. Jillian Darlington is here with me, and she is the CEO and founder of the MomCo app. I can't wait to share this with you, and I can't wait to share Jillian, because I think what she's done is absolutely brilliant. And, you know, she's a single mom to a 7-year-old boy, and she's loving her life in San Diego. And she has created the MomCo app, which helps moms connect with other moms in their communities, as well as businesses that cater to them and their children. And this was inspired by Jillian's own experiences as a mom and a small business owner. And so I want to bring her in, and I want her to share her journey, because I can read all about it to you, but I'm so interested in just having her explain it all. So, Jillian, welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. So I really would love for you to share your journey. Share your journey with us as a woman, as a small business owner, and everything else that's kind of led up to this creation of the MomCo app.
Sure. Well, it all started with me becoming a mom, and I was lucky enough to be a stay-at-home mom for the first 2.5 years of my son's life, and it was the happiest time of my life. I had never been that girl who had a ton of girlfriends, and something about becoming a mom just made it so much easier for me to connect with other women. So I was totally that mom that was like out and about every single day, like going to the park, hoping to meet other women to connect with, or seeing what play dates were happening. And so, and then I started hosting my own. So I was very active in the mom community, and I just never had been so happy. I always say I've never loved anything or been better at being something than being a mom. I love it. And so, unfortunately, my marriage ended, and I was, you know, alone in San Diego, and his dad's not in the picture, and I don't have any family here either. So I was kind of like, okay, well, you know what? I love my life. I'm going to do whatever I can do personally to still be as close to a stay-at-home mom as possible. So I ended up buying my favorite indoor playground. I actually had my son's birthday at it on a Sunday, and I found out it was for sale the following Tuesday, and I figured out how to raise the capital to get it, and I bought it, and long story short, I was able to own it and run it, and I had, you know, 6 employees, and it was a blast. It wasn't easy by any means. It's definitely difficult in any way to own your own business, but it did allow me to be a full-time mom to my son. And then when he went to elementary school, I decided it was time for a change, and I ended up being able to sell it for twice what I acquired it for. So I actually made a profit on it, which was great. And after I sold it, everybody came out of the woodwork to work with me on marketing and branding, which was awesome, which was a huge compliment. Even my competition, where everybody was like, you know, can you come in and do consulting with us? I was like, sure. And that turned into a lovely career. But then I was inspired to create the Momco app after a consultation with a small business. And then at the same time, I actually downloaded the Tinder app, with because I am a single mom, and I saw the geolocation factor feature of the Tinder app, so you can see how far people are away from you. And I thought to myself, well, why doesn't something like this exist for moms? Like, we need to know who's close to us, because proximity plays such a huge role in who we connect with. So I'd also had an idea for the services. I thought to myself, like, wouldn't it be nice just to have, like, a mother list of all the services that cater to you and your kids in your area? So I basically found a way to bring those two resources together in one place to build the Momco app. So the Momco app allows moms to find other moms that are close to them. So it's based on proximity. So the moms that are closest to you show up first. And then you can see the age and sex of their kids. You can see what interests and activities that they do. So then you can message them and connect with them. We can also arrange play dates. There's all the events that are happening in your community that that are family fun events. And then with the services, it's great because you can find anything that you need, and especially when you're a new mom, kind of like you're, even if you've lived in an area for a long time, you're, you know, entering a whole new world. So it's great to, you know, find all the classes and indoor playgrounds and kids clothing stores and, you know, all the things that you and your kids need that you might not have been aware of before becoming a mom. And then those businesses, it's great because they can run deals through. So they're providing a service for the moms by saving our mamas some money. So we really just want the Momco app to be a one-stop shop for moms to be able to find all the resources they need in their area, from friendship to services to deals and play dates and events. So, yeah, so that is the Momco app. And I've been working on it since January of 2014. And then we officially launched in April. So we're new to the market, but we already have thousands of moms on the app and hundreds of businesses. Things are going great.
You know, this is why moms and mompreneurs rock, because we start with why.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that was your question. Why isn't there something like this to help moms find each other and things like that? And I love that about us. I really do. I think women rock when it comes to these things, because we see a need and we fill that need. We find that niche. And it's amazing that you just so recently launched and already have so many people involved and so many people listed and everything else. Who do you think, which moms do you think benefit most from the Momco app?
I would definitely say, like, a first-time mom would benefit the most, because it is a completely new territory. But then again, you know, you could already have older kids and have another child, or move to a new area. And it doesn't even have to be to a new town. It could just be to a new part of town, you know, and you kind of feel like you're starting over. So definitely a new mom, but I see value in the Momco app for all moms. You know, I mean, once your kids are out of the house, yeah, I don't see the Momco app being that useful to you, unless, you know, but it's useful for grandmas as well, you know, if you're, you know, looking for something to do with your grandkids. And so moms of all ages can definitely, moms of all ages and stages can definitely find value in the Momco app. But I mean, the Momco app is just something I wish had existed for myself, so I just straight made it. I use it all the time. Mine's been 7, and recently I actually found my favorite use for it is because when you're out with your kids and you're at a playground that's close to your house, or like for us, we ran into some neighbors, And I didn't have time to put her contact information on the phone. And sometimes that can feel like a little forward, like you're at a bar and you're asking somebody for their number. Like that can be a little like intimidating sometimes. But all I said to her was, "You're on MomPro, right?" And she's like, "Yeah, no, I'm on MomPro." I was like, "Okay, just message me next time you guys are going to, you know, go up to the playground." And so you don't have to have the muss and fuss of, you know, putting somebody's contact information. You have their information already in your phone if they're on MomCo, and all you have to do is message them. And if they live close to you or if they're in your favorite section, they're right there. So it just makes your life so much easier.
All right. So I have a question. When you ask them that, do you let them know that you're the founder, or do you just let them know you're on MomCo?
No. People know definitely always. No, I'm pretty tied to the brand. My face is all over the place. I always tell them, you know, that it's my app. But most of the moms in San Diego are on it already. So they already know about it, and especially the ones that live close to me and are personally connected to me, they're all on it. But even when I meet a new mom at the playground though, and I tell her about it, it's like the greatest validation because they get so excited. They're like, "Oh my God, this is amazing. I'm so excited. I'm going to tell all of my friends about it." And they get excited about it and they download it right there in front of me. And they're like, "Okay, I'm building my profile. Okay, I'll message you next time we're going to come up to the playground." And school. And yeah.
Yeah. So. The reason I ask that is, you know, I mean, I have a company Safety Bags LLC, and we have a line of clear bags and backpacks and things. And in the beginning, when I would travel or whatever, and people would see my bag and they'd be like, "Oh, where did you get this?" And I would go into the whole thing about, you know, it's my business. And, you know, after Columbine, as a mom, I was trying to keep guns and drugs out of schools, blah, 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 blah. And I would always notice, you know, a spike in sales. And after a while, I was like, "God, I hate hearing myself talk about." And I'm just like, "Oh, you know, safetybagsllc.com. And I give them the website. It's like, "Oh, I was looking for a really good bag at a great price." You know? So that's why I asked, because, you know, sometimes you get excited about your own story, but then after a while it's like, "Oh my gosh, how many times can I hear it?" But it's so funny. You know, because for me, my kids are all older, and I mean, well, we didn't even have cell phones when my kids were growing up. So, I mean, it was just very different. But I what a great resource, because I know, you know, for me, the mommy groups and things like that I found, it was, you know, through word of mouth of somebody else and somebody else, and which is why I named the show Word of Mom, because let's face it, we're the best word of mouth advertising in the world is moms. So when you first launched this, you know, the feedback, you must have had just amazingly positive feedback. Or did you get those people that were like, "Oh, I don't know about this"?
No, you know what? For the most part, I would say that feedback is probably like 98% just like, "Yeah, this is awesome." You know, I mean, we're just getting started. So, of course, you know, there's tech bugs to, you know, work out here. And people need to be patient with us because, you know, we're definitely with an app, there's so much that goes into it and on the technology side. So there's definitely, we get feedback and suggestions on that. But the only negative feedback that we've gotten is that we only allow people to register with Facebook if they're a mom, and we do that because we can verify their sex and identity better if they go through the Facebook registration. And we definitely have gotten some pushback from moms that are not on Facebook that want to be on MomCo, and we tell them, you know, like, you can create a Facebook profile that nobody knows about and you can register that way. But there's just some people that are very anti-Facebook, and I think they think we're trying to promote Facebook, but we're absolutely not doing that, because when I first came up with the idea, the biggest question was safety. Like, how safe is this? How safe is this? And so we really have made this the safest platform possible for moms to be able to connect with each other. But, you know, but because we've done that, we have received negative feedback from the steps that we've done. But we rather have a really safe platform than have, you know, a couple more 100 downloads from the people who, you know, aren't on Facebook, because anybody can have an email and put in a username and register. And And now with a lot of these social networking apps, it's just Facebook registration, and we do it for safety reasons, but we are very much ahead of the trend with that. Pretty soon, that'll be pretty much it. You'll either have to do it through like LinkedIn or Facebook, and but we're ahead of the trend on that one, so we are definitely getting some negative feedback about that. But that's pretty much, that's it. I mean, like, moms just go crazy for it, and it's great because I'm a mom, so my tastes are, I always say I'm a good meter on how things, because I'm very mainstream in my tastes. So like you said, it's just something I wish had existed for myself, and I know if I wanted it, then other moms are definitely having a need for it too, and are excited about it. So it's great.
You know, I'm curious how you go about having an app created.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an interesting process. Yeah, well, I didn't really know. I'm not a techie by any means. And so when I decided to go the app route opposed to the website route, because these days, like, you can build a website. It's a lot easier. That's a lot easier for people to use, but it's also very hard to get onto your phone the way that you want it. So everything is going mobile these days. So I thought, why spend a bunch of money building a website that I'm eventually going to have to build apps for, where I'm just going to go straight to the app? So I sat down in my computer probably for a solid week and just put myself through tech boot camp. I literally read every article I could find on apps, on mobile apps, on free apps, on app development, and just basically kind of taught myself the language. And then I started interviewing developers. And even before I started interviewing developers, I watched a lot of videos with developers on what they look for when they're talking to an entrepreneur before they start building their turning their idea into an actual app. So I went in and then I started interviewing developers, and I would learn something and take something from every single interview. So even after I had really in my heart decided to go with my developer, I still was taking meetings and showing to other people what he had put together, his UX designs and his UI designs, and saying, like, you know, what do you think of this? Do you see any holes? And so I definitely did my homework, and I feel like a lot of people sometimes feel like, oh, I don't know enough about that to do that. But with the internet these days and with so many resources available, if you can learn something, you know, if you're a quick learner, there's nothing you can't do. You just have to have the dedication and the discipline to teach yourself. And so that's what I tell people all the time, of like, when somebody's like, oh, I don't know anything about that, or I want to do this, but I don't have the education or the background. I'm like, I don't have an MBA. I don't have a tech background, and look what I've been able to make, but it's just because I went out there and took the time to do my homework and learn about it. So I don't want that to ever be a barrier, especially for moms, you know, thinking like, oh, I can't do that because I don't have the education or I don't have the background. These days, it doesn't matter. You know, if you have, it's more of like what you have inside of you to make you do it, opposed to what somebody from the outside is going to teach you. Like, if you have the dedication and the drive and the ability, nothing's going to stop you, but you, really. So yeah.
Well, and I agree. I mean, believe me, when I first got, my background, I started writing websites, not the coding. I would do the, you know, collateral material and all of the layout and everything else. And I was back in the dial-up day where my web programmer and I would work on something and we'd load it up that night at 8 o'clock and hope by 8 in the morning that the page or two we had worked on, you'd only do a page or two at a time and stuff like that. And I never wanted to get into the building end of it. I had a graphic person. I had this, I had that. And then, you know what? As my life went along, I learned how to do these things. And I learned how to build WordPress websites, and I learned how to create graphics. And it's so fun because for a while it was stuff I had to do. Then it was stuff I learned how to love to do. And now I'm at the point that I can now send it back out again. It's like, great, now I can, you know, get other people to do it again, because now I don't have the time. And I miss it. I miss that time of being, I loved sitting down and just, you know, taking beautiful photographs or whatever. And I'll still do that. I will still take photographs and then, you know, my thought of the day or whatever will come out and I'll just write down, you know, put out something. And, you know, because I try to share always positive energy, because that's just, you know, I think there's way too much negative stuff in the world, and positive energy is where I love to be. And that's why I love the women. I'm going to segue right now into our station break, that I love the women behind Word of Mom Radio. And we have some fabulous sponsors, and I want to just take a moment to introduce you to two of them today, Peggy Caruso and Victoria Thornton. And we're just going to hear a little bit from them. So we'll be back in a couple of minutes with Jillian Darlington as we continue to talk about the MomCo app. But let's hear from our sponsors today.
Hi, my name is Peggy Caruso, and I am the founder of Life Coaching and Beyond. I'm an executive and personal development coach, author, and eight-time entrepreneur. I have 22 years' experience. I'm able to extend my life coaching services due to my experience and education with NLP and hypnotherapy. I assist entrepreneurs, executives, stay-at-home moms, college students, teens, and children. My newest book, Revolutionize Your Child's Life, is a book for parents on preventative measures to avoid the negativity of bullying, cutting, divorce, social media, and internet issues. I also help parents understand the developmental periods of a child's life and what happens during those times. I then implement success principles, and I assist children in becoming a kidpreneur. I have them focus on persistence, gratitude, and masterminding.
Hi ladies, it's 2015 and it's time to let go of the limiting thoughts and the self-doubt and break through the fear that's holding you back. I'm Victoria Thornton and I'm the creator of Uncover Your Diamond. In this 7-week program, you'll gain new levels of confidence and really become connected to your inner beauty. You'll let go of the negative inner voice and find clarity about what you want and how to create a fulfilling and balanced life. I can teach you tools and strategies to have the courage to go after your dreams and make them a reality. Life is way too short, and this is your time to shine. So come on over to uncoveryourdiamond.com and get registered now.
And we are back live on Word of Mom Radio, and I encourage you to visit us at wordofmomradio.com and go into our Mompreneur Marketplace and meet the fabulous advertising sponsors we have behind Word of Mom Radio. There's great services and products and ideas and books and music and just wonderful women. And we're always looking to increase our reach. So, you know, we'll be adding some new sponsors throughout the summer. And we are back here live with Jillian Darlington. By the way, I love your name.
Thank you.
It's really a lovely name. It really is. So I have to ask you, I was going through, you know, in my background, stuff going on here and whatnot, and I was looking at your Facebook page. You guys have a Target giveaway, a $100 gift card and stuff. Do you do things like that often for people that are involved with MomCo?
Yes, we are all about giveaways at MomCo. I feel like that's really all we do, is we love to just give things to moms. So, yeah, this month we're doing a Target giveaway, and pretty soon we're going to have a giveaway section that's dedicated to giveaways in the app, and we have a couple step-and-go new travel system strollers that are just hitting the market. They're the most amazing hand-free fold-up strollers I've ever seen. So we're going to be giving away a couple of those coming up. And, yeah, and like we have the Target gift card, and this weekend we're at my Kids Fest, and I've got a booth, and we're giving things away. So, yeah, we love to give things to moms, and we definitely, we do it on many different levels. We do it on local levels, and then we do it on a more broad, but yes. So this month it's a big Toys R Us gift card that we're giving away, and then in the next month it will be at the Step and Go, and then, you know, at every play date that we arrange, we always do raffles, and we do giveaways from from whoever our sponsors are. Right now we have a great sponsor, the Merlin's Magic Sleep Suit, which is a great snuggly sleep suit that your baby can sleep in, and it feels like it's being swaddled without being swaddled. They're one of our Playdate sponsors, so we are giving away those, or we work with Urban Sitter, and we also work with Thrive Market. So we're all about giving away things to moms.
So with all of this, what are the biggest challenges you are facing as a single mom and a mompreneur?
Just the time and having the life force to do everything that is required of me. It's getting better, but goodness, it's been a long road. I mean, I've definitely did not choose the easy path, but I wanted to be a mom on my own terms, and that was being a full-time mom to my son. And it definitely would be a lot easier if I had a spouse or if I had family in town, for sure, but I don't. So my biggest challenge is just getting everything done that needs to be done. And in business, and especially in the tech field, definitely the biggest challenge is raising money. And especially when you have a product that's geared to moms, and a lot of people who fund tech companies or startups are not our demographic. So that's been my biggest challenge in business is, but luckily, we have found the most amazing female investors who bring so much more than just money to the table. So it definitely was beating my head bloody against the wall there for a while, but the floodgates have opened with funding, and we are having more and more women come forward who are actually angel investors but are also so passionate about what we're doing, and I actually have a meeting with one of them later today. And so instead of dreading these, pitches that I'm going and doing, I actually now look forward to them because I'm not wasting my time talking to investors that just don't get it. So I've eliminated that whole, the struggle with even the concept. Now I just go into the room with a woman who already is excited about what we're doing and go from there. So, but that has been the biggest challenge. But now we're farther along, and bringing on my fabulous co-founder last summer, Beth Bryan. I call her my gift from God, because I was pretty much doing this on my own. I had my developer who, writes the code, and I would hire people here and there to do things for me. But as far as the whole business end of it goes, I was doing everything. And so actually hired Beth to help me, and we worked together for 2 weeks. I think I cut her one paycheck, but she never cashed it. She was in between positions, and so she had, always worked in these big corporate America and had this huge paying jobs, and she basically walked away from corporate America and the comfort of these very large paychecks and said, "Hey, I am so passionate about what you're doing, and I love working with you so much that I want to invest and become your co-founder." And since she came on, it basically, moms always say, like, "I wish I had a cloning machine because there needs to be two of me." Well, as far as business goes, there are two of me now. Beth is definitely is another version of me, and she makes my life doable. And now that we are, getting some funding, haven't gotten a ton, but we've gotten enough that we're able to start, building our team. So there is a little bit more time in the day for me to take care of myself a little bit better than I've been taking care of myself, because my son lives this, fantasy life. I always say to him, "I want to be you when I grow up. I want your life. You get to do really cool stuff and very well taken care of in my business, but I need to have a couple minutes in the day to start taking care of myself again."
Well, I just have to laugh about saying to your son that you want his life. My daughter's going to be 23 in a couple of weeks, and I tell her all the time I want to grow up and be just like her. And she's always like, "I don't understand what that means."
It means we're doing a really good job.
Well, it just means that she's so awesome. She's just so much fun. You know what? I have to say, we have a couple of people in the studio, one from the 580 area code, one from 760. If you'd like to join the conversation, please just hit the number 1 on your phone so I know that you're not just calling in to listen easier, that you actually want to ask Jillian a question and join in. Okay, we have somebody here from the 760, and I'm thinking that that's Beth. So let's bring her in. Beth, is that you?
Hi, it's me.
Hi.
Well, see, speaking of Beth, she popped into the chat room, and I was like, hey, join the conversation. So tell us about your journey to connect with Jillian and MomCo.
Well, I actually, I was, like she said, I was in between jobs at the time. I was consulting for a few companies in San Diego, and I had a friend that saw her post that she needed some help. And so I immediately, within the next couple of days, talked to her, met her, loved what she was doing. And like she said, I had worked with her for a couple weeks, and I had never, like, been so passionate about something before, ever. I just saw the vision that she was doing. Like, I'm from San Diego, but I had moved to Florida for a few years, and that's where I had my son. And when I was there, I didn't know any mom friends. I didn't know any places to take him, you know, I didn't know where any pediatricians were. I didn't know the good ones. So I kind of felt, like, really isolated, even when I was first became pregnant. And so I definitely saw the value in MomCo. And then just seeing where Jillian was taking it and seeing how well we worked together, I decided to stop doing my other consulting jobs, invest in MomCo, and just be here for the long haul. So that's how it came about.
That I see. I love stories like this. I really do. I love to, you know, women supporting women is such a great thing. And you know, again, one of the reasons that we're here on Word of Mom Radio is to give women a voice, be a place where women can empower each other. We have another caller here in the 580 area code, and I'm going to bring her in. I don't know who this is, so she will let us know. So, hi, this is Dory. You're here with me and Jillian and Beth. Who's this, please?
This is Erin Spencer.
Hi, Erin.
Hi.
Hey.
Are you somebody who uses the app?
Yes.
The MomCo
app?
The app.
And I think it's wonderful.
That's
hi, Erin.
Hi.
How did you find out about the app?
Actually, just on social media. On Twitter, I found out about the app, and it looked like such a great idea because I heard a little bit of Beth's story, and like she said, I moved to a bigger town from a very, very small town where I knew everybody. And when I moved to a town that was 10 times larger than the town I came from, I knew nobody. I had to meet people through just getting out there and, you know, finding them. Had I had MomCo when I first moved here, it would have been so much easier. And I just think it's a great... women supporting women. You can't go wrong, right?
Yes.
Oh,
thanks, Erin.
I absolutely agree.
Yes.
How long have you been using it, and what's your favorite feature?
I have been using it, oh my gosh, now you put me on the spot. I don't know. It's been a few months since it first started. Oh gosh. My favorite feature is the forum. Because there's so many questions out there that sometimes you're afraid to ask people that you know because you don't want them to look at you like, really? Are you really asking this question about your child? But on the forum, you can go on there and ask, and it's not just people that you know that can answer. It's people from all over. We have a daughter here. I call her my summer daughter. She's from Ukraine. And so I haven't asked yet, but I've been meaning to get on there and ask if anybody has any experience with cultural exchange, because there's so many differences here in America, and this is her first time. So it's just things like that. I know that I'm not limited to the information I can get from the people I know. I can reach out to people all across the United States and the world.
Yeah, we have some moms that are in Australia on there too, so
yes.
We always get some Aussie moms on the forum. So that's always fun because they're not moms, they're mums. And so mums. We always,
right.
It's been the mums. There are mums. So, yeah. So it's fun for me, too, to be able to connect on the forums because pretty soon we'll have – we had the forums just as local, but since we just launched, like, I didn't want the forums to be empty if a mom, you know, downloaded an area there weren't tons of moms on there yet. So we opened the forums up to everybody, and pretty soon we'll be able to switch between just local and everyone. But it's so fun for me because, you know, we've got brand ambassadors that are in New York and all over the country, and this way it's a really fun way to communicate with them mm-hmm. and be able to – and see how they are as moms, and then, you know, see what other moms are like that I'm not connected to on social media that aren't my friends, you know, and I love the forums too. And to be able to help too. Like, I love to be able to step in if a mom is struggling or has a question and be able to, like, offer some assistance is always feels good too.
Yes. It's got to be so much fun for you, Jillian, to just have the feedback and know that when you're trying to do something, and, you know, I don't know about you, but most of the time family and friends are, you know, wondering when you're just going to get a real job and why you're doing these crazy things. And so it's so validating. I'm excited for you just to hear, you know, the women and how people are responding to this. I really am. And I want to ask you, you know, what kind of advice, you know, or ideas do you have for women that are looking to start their own businesses? You know?
Okay, I'm going to be very real about this because you have to be very honest with yourself whether you can do it, because I do consulting work, but I'm not like a consultant where I'm like, here, you know, let me help you change your life or anything like that. Like, I work with companies on branding and marketing, and I don't like that whole mentality of like, if I can do it, so can you, I can help you do it. Like, I don't love that because I'm very honest with women on how hard it is. This is not easy. And it takes an incredible amount of self-discipline and sacrifice. So if you are thinking you have a fun idea and something that's going to be fun to work on, I would say don't waste your precious life force and money. But if you are in a position where you need to support your family and you need to take care of business and quitting is not an option, and you go out there and you do it because you're going to stick with it. Because God knows if I had an option to quit, there are multiple times that probably would have happened through the past 5 years, because I've been in tears on my bathroom floor. There's been ends of the day where my brain literally is tingling, like it's been pushed so far. And so with women, I say, like, you know, are you somebody who in high school nobody had to tell you to do your homework? Did you want to do this for yourself? Because unless you need it, and really, really want it, it's a lot to do. It's a lot to take on. And so I feel like that's what I say to women, because I'm honest. Like, I am precious with my mom friends. I want them to be happy. And I would never say, like, oh, yeah, just go leverage your husband's, you know, 401k and start a business and do this and do that and then be in a bad position, because I've watched moms do that and I've told them, don't do that. That's a bad idea. That's not going to work. And then they've put their families in really bad positions because of it. And I know it's not the happy sunshine answer that a lot of people give of, like, you know, you can do it, rah, rah, rah. I'm very real when it comes to have very realistic expectations that this is not going to be easy. This is going to be probably the hardest thing you will ever do. But if you are that person that has, you know, self-discipline and perseverance, and you're a hard worker, and you're okay with giving up a lot of, you know, things that make you feel good sometimes, like, then go do it. Because for me, the most important thing for me was being able to be the kind of mom to my son. And I literally would throw myself in front of a bus for that. So there's nothing I won't put myself through work-wise to make sure that he's taken care of. And luckily, with the things that I do, I'm hoping to not have to work like this for forever. So I'm willing to put in that time now to be able to have more time in my life later that I can enjoy myself. But that was a long answer, and it wasn't a shiny, happy answer. I'm sorry. But, like, that's what I say. That's what I say to moms when they ask me about starting a business or if they should start their own business.
Well, I have to agree with your answer. I love your answer because it is the hardest thing you'll ever do. Believe me, I launched a business, had to close a business, had to rebrand a business, you know, couldn't find funding because never even found women angel investors, didn't know how to find them. And I took the down payment I saved for a house to start my business. Don't do that. Please don't do that. Please. I've said it a gazillion times. Buy the house. Because then you have collateral. Because trust me, the banks, your kids are worth millions to you. The banks don't view them as collateral at all. You know, so, and it really is. You have to so believe in what you are doing, no matter what, that you know you are doing something that is going to make a difference for you, your family, people you'll never know. Because if you don't really love the business that you're creating, go get a job. I mean, I can never understand. I know people who work from home, who, you know, whether they're in multi-level businesses or, you know, whatever, and they're not happy now. They thought they would love to do it, and they really don't, and it's like, then just go get a job. Because if you're doing your own business and this isn't something you are so passionate about, forget it. Because the challenge, it's too hard. It's too hard to do something. It's hard enough to do it when you love what you're doing. You know, believe me, I remember, you know, I don't know about you, but I fired myself twice. I was like, that's it. You are completely unmotivated. You are not doing anything. You're fired. Fortunately, I was a compassionate enough boss to rehire myself after I had a couple of hours and a cup of tea. You know, but I have kicked myself out of my own company. You know, so, you know, you really have to believe in what you're doing. The other thing, write a business plan. Don't do anything without, even if you're not looking for funding, you know, even if it's just, you need that roadmap. If you don't put on paper what you are trying to do and where you want to go and what you want to do, I can drive from New York to California and I'm going to get there, but without a map, I'm going to go places I never needed to go.
Yes, so
true. To get where I have to go.
So true.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So in that vein, where do you see Momco going? What do you see as for the future here for yourself?
Yeah, well, I see Momco becoming the mothership. As far as apps go, we're really ahead of the trend. They say with apps, you know, like apps you do one thing and, you know, do that one thing really well. And I say absolutely not. With the amount of apps that are coming to market, I don't want to have 60 apps on my phone. If I can have one app that does, you know, like everything that is the most precious to me, I'm going to have that app on my phone. So really, I would love Momco to be, you know, equate it to like the Facebook for moms that every mom just has on their phone and is like, oh, did you check Momco today? You know, I want it to be the mothership. And similar to, you know, when every mom gets pregnant for the first time, you get what to expect when you're expecting. And so I want Momco to be downloaded as like an initiation into the sisterhood of like, oh, I'm pregnant. I can download Momco now. Like, I'm so excited. And that's what I want. And as far as the business is definitely going to grow. It's going to expand. And I'm always going to have a hand in it. You know, as businesses grow, you bring on people that are far more qualified than you are to do things, and that's totally fine with me. But Momco is my baby. I will always be my baby. I will always have a hand in it. And I'm excited for the future. And there's so many directions And there's so many things that we're even currently working on and constantly improving, and it's always going to be an evolution. So for the people who have been my earliest adopters, like, thank you so much, and hang in there, keep it on your phone. It's only going to get better. The journey is only just beginning, and I'm just so excited because I really was that little girl that didn't really have a lot of friends. And so now I feel like I'm the adult, and now I have a literal army of women who support me and are excited that I exist, you know, that something I've created is useful for them, that I've created value and it's made their lives easier, is a total dream come true to me.
Isn't it wonderful? It really is. It's really a wonderful thing when you know what you are doing is making a difference in the lives of people you'll never even know.
Well, I'm excited to hear the stories. I'm excited to hear, like, I met my best friend because of MomCo, and now we've raised our children together. Like, I'm just excited for, you know, 5 years down the road to hear those stories, or even maybe a year from now, to hear those stories of, like, if I would have never met this gal had it not been for MomCo, or my life, I was really feeling isolated, and I had postpartum, but I started getting really active on the MomCo app, and it changed my life. Like, to know that I have the potential to have that effect on people with through this, and it's a dream come true, because I didn't have that. Like, I didn't have somebody come in and make sure I was okay. I never really have, to be honest. So I'm very passionate about helping people, because, you know, you can hope people help you, but you can't control that. But you can control how much you help other people. So I love making people's lives easier and doing for other people the things that I wish had been done for me or were available for me.
I'm sitting here as you're speaking, and I'm just kind of nodding my head because, you know, that's why I created Safety Bags LLC, you know, try and keep guns and drugs out of school. And for me, if I kept one gun out of one school, I've done my job. If one kid didn't bring something in, some drugs or whatever, that shouldn't be there, everything else that I do is gravy after that. I've accomplished my mission. And it is. It's a wonderful thing I say to my kids all the time that you can make a living, you can make a difference. If you find a way to make a living making a difference, it is the best living you'll ever make. And it'll be hard work and everything else, but at the end of the day, it is so worth it because you've made the difference in somebody's life. You've given a new mom, you know, for you, you give new moms and moms, you know, a place to be able to connect and network and ask questions and set up things. And I love it. I really do. Let everybody know how they can find the app and download the app.
Yeah, we're available in the iTunes store and in the Google Play store. So we're on both platforms for iPhone and for Android. You can download. We definitely have the most moms down here in Southern California and the most businesses, but we are growing, and to get the app to grow in your area, you can take that upon yourself. Post, share about MomCo, you know, share the website, momcoapp.com, because that's the easiest way to download, you know, because both links are there to download. And, you know, share it in your mom's groups. If you have a pregnant friend, tell her about it. And like I said, we just launched, so we're growing, but it's going to take having people on there for this to grow. So even if there aren't a ton of moms in your specific area yet, they'll be coming, and we're working on putting in more national deals, so there'll be more deals on there, and we're starting to be able to get events, listing all the events that are going on in your area. So, you know, we're just getting started, and the more moms we have downloading, the bigger this is going to get, and we're just excited. And even, you know, moms that have their networks, download it and be on there for somebody else. Like, go on there and be on there for a mom who just moved to your neighborhood who doesn't have friends, who you might not need her, but she might need you. So I really want this to be a place where, you know, moms aren't just looking to get support, but are also, you know that them being on there helps other people too.
I'm just smiling. I really am. I love what you've created here. I just want to do a little housekeeping as we're winding up the show. Next week on Word of Mom, we have Sina Block will be here on Tuesday with another Managing Mompreneur Mayhem show. I'm not sure if she's going to be live or in archive because it is now summertime. And, you know, as mompreneurs, a lot of us have kids at home and everything else. So, but Sina will be here with great tips how to manage your business. I love our Tuesday Business Spotlight between Sina Block and Janice Clark. They are just the perfect tag team to help you not only find out about the back end of business of, you know, building your business and insurance and business planning and everything else that Sina does. And then you have Janice with Social Media Help Not Hype. And we've been sharing some great features on Hootsuite that you don't know about and taking you through the Hootsuite dashboard and things like that. Because as a mom, especially in the summertime, being able to automate things and still have that look that you are online is really a wonderful thing. And Janice, you know, these two women share fabulous shows. And then on Wednesday, we have the sneaky mom, Kaz Winters, will be here with A Month of Independence. And Kaz's platform always is that kids learn best when they think they are playing. And she's part of our rotating Wednesday platform. We do all kinds of great shows on Wednesdays. And so she will be here with the Sneaky Mom. And on Thursday, I'm here with my show and Ginger Cadlick, who is going to be sharing Be a Kid's Hero. And she is a wonderful woman who is a child forensic advocate against child abuse and we do a lot of prevention stuff here on Word of Mom Radio and raising awareness. And so I'm very excited to be bringing Ginger in to share. And then I'll be off for a couple of weeks because my son is getting married. And I am going to be, you know, helping him prepare for his wedding. I cannot believe it's a blink of the eye that my son is now a grown man and getting married in a couple of weeks. What a trip. I'm still 17 in my soul, so I don't know how it all happened. But Jillian, I'm so glad that you came to share today, and I just want you to leave us with, you know, a last thought that you'd like to share before we wrap up this conversation.
Yeah, well, I just, you know, I'm excited that MomCo is going to be able to help moms and, you know, moms helping moms. We just had a great blog, you know, talking about ending the mom wars. And I think the more we support each other as women, the more powerful we become. And we all are living our lives and we're all doing the best that we can. And yeah, and I'm excited for what the future holds. And yeah, check us out and more. You can find us, momcoapp.com has more about my story. And we've got a great blog on there and amazing contributors. And we're excited to see what the future holds for MomCo.
I'm excited to see where things go. I really am, and look forward to sharing you and connecting you with some of the great moms that are here on our show and listening in. You know, I mean, that's one of the things I love, that this show will be an archive and we'll just continue to share it out throughout the summer and everything, so people that missed us live can tune in and hear all about you. And I want to thank Erin and Beth for calling in today. I actually put you guys on mute. Something was going on in somebody's background and it was doing a bunch of clanging and starting to echo, and before it did anything, I just put you ladies on mute. But I'm so glad you called in to share your experience. And Beth, I'm excited for Jillian to have a partner. It's got to be great to know that you're not all by yourself doing something that is so, I mean, this is the potential. I know you're smart enough to know that this just has, it's an unlimited potential of where it can go, because let's face it, you're connected to moms and it's unlimited where moms can go. So it's a great blend. And to our sponsors today, Victoria Thornton and Peggy Caruso. I thank you, ladies, and all of the wonderful women who are behind Word of Mom Radio. We couldn't do it without you. And Jillian, again, thank you so much for being here. I so enjoyed sharing you. I'm so glad that we've connected. And I really look forward to having you back. As everything grows and you add more things, you'll come back and you'll share with us. And, you know, if not before then, in March, we always do a catch-up because that's our anniversary month. And we invite back past guests to let us know how their businesses have evolved since the last time we were here. And I can't wait to hear what is going to be happening new with MomCo, because I think this is a great app. So please, everybody, visit Jillian at momcoapp.com. Connect with her on Twitter and Facebook, and just get out there and network and you know, help bring this to your area to connect moms with other moms and empower each other, because that's what it's all about. So, Jillian, again, thank you so much for being here. Ladies, thank you for calling in. And until next week, this is Dori DiCarlo saying thanks so much for being here on Word of Mom Radio, and go out and create a marvelous you. So bye for now.